So yeah, the lines have been drawn. It's clear now what's going on. You got the Wiccan, Gnostic, New Age, mystic, mysticism, fake Jews, Kabbalism, Cabal, evil, pure evil, theosophy, Burning Man. You get all these evil entities going against the truth and the typology of Christ and his body. They can claim to be. They'll sit right in front of you and say, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus, but they also believe in themselves as God. I believe Jesus is God because they believe their self is God. They're liars. Their symbols, their shapes, their emblems, their everything reveals what they are. There's no hiding it. It's absolute clear. Their names, what they stand for, Hollywood, all of it. They're all a part of it. They're all in it. But they want a back door. They want to have God as a backup, right? So they want to be friends with you. Will you pray for me? Will you baptize me? They're pure evil, to be honest with you. They wouldn't know what born again meant if it smacked them in the face. It's really sad. They have sold their soul to the devil and the devil system. Their movies, their music, their books, their symbols, Saturday Night Live, Yahoo, all of them, CNN. They've sold their soul to the devil. And it's all around you. It's so bad. It's so bad if you saw it, it would knock you down. Because it's in your church, it's in your family, it's all around you. You can see them by the names. You can see them by the words. So Adele's going on Saturday Night Live, right? And what does she say? She uses the word wicked, evil. They've been here. They're the narcissists. They've been there your whole life in plain view, but you didn't want to believe it because it's so hard to believe. But when you wake up to the narcissist, the malicious narcissist, the malignant narcissist, then you can wake up to the whole world is a malignant narcissistic system. The selfies, me, Facebook. I mean, they proved that the Facebook leader is a psychopath, and they've tried to take and normalize psychopathy. And normalize sociopaths and normalize the narcissist that you think is normal, just like that. Just like that TV series, The Monsters, where the one girl looked normal, but the rest of them were monsters. You had normal and you had monsters. They're monsters. They're flesh creatures. They're dead. They're zombies. They're vampires. They're psychic vampiring off of you. They're trying to put their identity on you and your identity onto them. They're flip-floppers. They're trying to flip the script on you and steal your life force from you. That's what's happening. For real. They're trying to steal your life force from you. You probably married. You've been married. You probably been married to one, didn't know it. Seriously, it's so bizarre, I don't even have words for it. You're in zombie land. No wonder they make movies about zombies. That's what you're in. And the Kabbalists and all them they hope you stay asleep, because as soon as you wake up to this thing, as soon as you wake up to it, you'll start separating from them, because you realize they're vampire. They're sucking the life energy off of you. They're shape-shifting vampires, and they've been demon-possessed by entities that are smarter than you in the obvious, but in the spirit they're not. But when it comes to just face to face with them, they can shapeshift and say what you want to hear. I mean, these are the players, these are the gamers. They'll say what they think you want to hear, and they're gonna put on a show, because they're actors, because they have no life. They have to act. They're not alive, so they're just acting. They take somebody else's personality and apply it to themselves. They just change with the wind. They become an actor, whatever they need to be, to act it out. It's real, people. It's real. It's so hard to believe. You're down here with shape-shifting actors who are Kabbalist Egyptian slaves, and they want to make you into a hive mind slave just like the rest of them.